I run into this statistic fairly often, and every single time I read it and review it, it floors me. It truly is remarkable. 40% of college-educated professionals in the workforce do not use their degree. 40% of all the people that go to college and graduate with a specific degree end up not using or not exercising it specifically in the way that I think most people graduate with the understanding that they're going to be able to. I happen to be one of those people in the 40%. I went to college with a specific idea and mindset of what I wanted to do in my career, and found that once I graduated, I wanted to do something else. And that's okay. I learned that graduation is just the start. It is not the end of education. And it's important to continue to learn and continue to adapt in the environments that you are working in to make sure that you are continually providing yourself the opportunity to be productive and be valuable within an organization. And I found that careers are very much about finding a niche and working to acquire the skill sets needed to complement that specific avenue of where organizations need you to be. Now, people graduating with a common degree that really feeds into positions in organizations such as accounting or marketing, those blue blood degrees. You need that baseline understanding to be able to perform those positions, no doubt. And that's where your education, your formal academic education comes in. But the skill sets to be productive and be successful in a career or in a position need to come through experience. Many industries do require that baseline understanding, but they're looking for the skills, they're looking for the experience, they're looking for the ways in which you have done real life work that complement and shows how you can fit into that organization. Organizations, as a part of the recruiting process, not only need to understand your background of how you were educated, but need to understand the skills that you're bringing to the table, so that it can be tailored to the culture and the environment of that work that you're going to be working in. It makes sense. Staff need to fit into an organization, and they need to fit into the mission and the vision and the culture of that organization. The more that your skills and your experience can adapt to different environments, the more marketable and the more desirable you are to an organization, whether you're looking to move organizations or looking to advance in an organization. Now, this is typically where people new to the workforce, like yourselves, have the most challenge because their most positions are looking for experience. It's why you are in an internship program, because you understand experience is something you need to get. But it's not just necessarily working. It's not necessarily having something on your resume. It really is what are you learning and adapting and understanding your role within an organization. That's really what recruiters are looking for. It's important to show a willingness to make an impact past the baseline job requirements. The more that you can build new skills of a workplace to complement the culture and complement the needs of an organization can really help you become noticed and valuable for any new and additional responsibility and promotion in your career. These skills that I'm talking about are things like project management. Project management is its own career, its own path of people that specialize and get accredited in the ability to do that job well. But most work is project-based in the working world, because your work complements other people's work, which ultimately complements the goals that the organization's trying to achieve. It's easy to package those into a defined goal and project to work under. Project management skills are not necessarily only responsible for the person in charge of that project or the one with the title of project manager. Being able to understand how your work complements others in an organization, and the communication needed, and also the documentation that's needed in order for you to be successful to your peers and to the project manager that's responsible for the tasks. The more you have a understanding of your role in being able to be successful. And that's not necessarily just the baseline requirements. The baseline requirements is for you to do your task. But the education, the questions that you can ask the project managers or your peers around you, or just the understanding of how things complement and work with each other, gives you an invaluable understanding of how you can speak to the work that you did in your internship that complements the overarching goals of the organization. That is what organizations are looking for, is that not only can you do the job, but you understand how it fits in with everything else going on. That's project management skills. Another one is computer skills. Now, we have a unique time where four generations are in the workforce right now. And the younger generations have an advantage to the technology that's being implemented and used on a daily basis versus the older generations that have the experience and the skills and the knowledge of how to be incredibly productive or impactful to the organization. This is important for younger generations to understand the value that they bring to an organization from just the understanding of technology adaptation. Younger generations know how to use technology better than the older generations on a gross generality here. The more that you can complement your skills or the fact that you can understand how technology is used in the organization and be willing to go and help out people understand basic usage, whether it be a Microsoft Suite question or looking at an effective way to use a software that's been implemented in the organization. If you're able to help out in those situations, you become valuable. And you become somebody that is sought after to answer some questions, which gives you the opportunity to see the higher level of work that's being done and the experience of those individuals that they're doing in their positions that you can obtain and review and ask questions about to give you a broader understanding of how all of this works or how you can move into those positions. The more you can connect with those higher level people, the ones that have the experience that are willing and maybe able to share information with you, the more education that you're going to receive out of your experience with the internship, all done from a baseline need of, hey, I just need to open up this Excel document and I can't seem to get it done. I wouldn't be in the position I am in my career if I didn't really understand the value of Excel and getting to a point of not just proficiency, but advanced usage of it. Everything starts with an Excel spreadsheet. Everything in the working world starts with an Excel spreadsheet because it's such an easy way to document information, figures, calculations. It's just the baseline tool for a lot of organizations. And people need help with that. People need help with managing Excel sheets or doing simple functions or managing the information better or providing a visual aspect to it. And that gives you a leg up. It gives you an opportunity to talk about what is happening from a valuable, helpful position. So computer skills are a great way to get involved and impact, make an impact in the organization past your baseline requirements. Other things to consider is every organization has key performance indicators, KPIs, in which are the valuable metrics to evaluate the organization. Learn how those are reported. Learn how that information is collected. Learn how that information is applied into the organization. Ask questions of managers or upper skill positions about how they impact KPIs, because the more you understand how everything works towards those metrics, the better you're able to explain your role and your position and the skills that you are acquiring in your internship for advanced, placement or careers that you're moving into past graduation. Also take a look at people that can facilitate a meeting efficiently and effectively. Understand what it takes to plan and prep for a meeting. Understand the value that of time that's being put into making sure that it's run appropriately, that it's not time wasting, that it is with action and with specific intent. ask the people that are leading those meetings, what do they do to prepare for those meetings? Because it gives you an understanding of how to be effective. That's a skill set that is very, very much needed, because most of organizations are over-meetinged. They have more meetings than they like to, because it's a skill set that is not necessarily given much attention. And you have the ability to, in your internship, ask the questions and learn from those people that do it well. And also talk to the managers that deal with staff management. I hope that everybody has the experience once in their career of being able to lead a team. It's a privilege and a really fun opportunity. The more that you can pick the brain of the people that are currently doing it, the better prepared you'll be for when that opportunity comes in your career. And this is not necessarily just for your internship, but throughout life, throughout your career. Ask the questions of the people ahead of you and above you on how they do their work so you have better preparation. I encourage you to take the opportunity in your internship to expand your education past just the understanding of your baseline levels of what your requirement is, to understand the additional skills that are needed in an organization to just be effective and be efficient in your work. It's not necessarily going to be taught to you in the academic rigor that you're in right now. It's through experience and education of working in a workplace that you're going to be able to find that. The better that you can identify how you can make an impact to help the team, to help the department, to help the organization, past that base position or baseline requirements, the more opportunities to learn and the more opportunities for advancement will come.